In this post-Christmas period, it can be a particularly busy and dangerous time to be on the roads. And despite improvements in the past 30 years, from smarter cars to tougher road rules and penalties, the number of deaths has begun to creep up again, with last January's road toll hitting a 12-year high. Russell White is founder and chair of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. Welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Yeah, good morning, Barbara. Great to be with you.
Good morning. What trends are we seeing in road fatalities in the past few years?
Well, I think sadly what we've seen is a progressive march with an upward trend, tragically, with road trauma. And I think we'd become so conditioned to seeing road toll statistics coming down year on year pretty much since 1970. But I think probably 4 or 5 years before COVID, that downward trend had levelled out. And certainly what we've seen since 2020 is a year-on-year increase back to a point where we've got the same road toll as we had pretty much in around 2006. So that's a real concern, and I think it's even more concerning when the things that we had been used to getting results with, things that had traditionally lowered our road toll fatality rates, just don't seem to be being as effective anymore. So there's a number of questions that we have to look at, not only from a policy or a governance standpoint, but what are we doing as a culture when it comes to something like the tragedy of road trauma?
It certainly seems to be pretty easy to get a fine for speeding, and there would have to be more speed cameras around now than 20 years ago. So why aren't they working, and measures like cars with automatic brakes?
Well, I think the thing is that the fine or getting caught doing the wrong thing is not really dealing with the problem. That's a symptom of a broader problem. And you're right, we've got more road safety interventions in terms of cameras and other detection devices, whether that's red light, whether that's speeding, whether it's the new mobile phone detection gantries, those sorts of things. We've got more of that than we've ever had before. Sadly, it's not producing a result in terms of reduction. So again, as I said, what we're doing there is we're treating a symptom, or we're finding a symptom rather than looking at the cause. And I think there's been some fundamental changes that's happened, certainly as I've travelled around Australia and I talk to people. Almost universally, everyone admits that the roads have become a much more hostile place, less forgiving, more road violence, people seeming to be more focused on their own agendas and getting to their own destination. And so I think, you know, the speed camera, the enforcement, the better road design, the better vehicles, we certainly need to keep doing that. I'm not suggesting for a second that we don't continue to do that. But I think we also have to look at, you know, what's happening in terms of how we're educating people about road use. How are we producing, I guess, a more cohesive road network with people understanding that as road users, no matter how we're using it, whether we're on a bike or we're walking or we're driving something, we're all part of that broader community. And I think we've got to try and get a sense of community back to being part of that road safety education.
You're saying it's road users' attitude towards driving that, in your view, is the driving force, as it were, behind this reduction in progress on road deaths.
Yeah, I think when we're looking at how complex the road situation is, I mean, we've got to remember too that the roads are a melting pot for all sorts of beliefs, of attitudes, of, you know, actual views on life, you know, even things like youth crime, that all ends up in the road safety space pretty much as well. So I think what we've got to look at is what are we doing in an education space to get people more aware? Because I think it's not so much attitude, Barbara, to be honest, it's probably more apathy of people thinking, well, nothing bad happened yesterday or last week, or, you know, I know what I'm doing, I know the road really well. If something happens, it'll be someone else's fault. And I think we've got to somehow change that narrative that, you know, no matter what happens, even if technically you weren't in the wrong, maybe you also contributed to that situation through a practiced habit or a belief system or just something that you got away with a couple of times before. And that can come down to something like, the last minute manoeuvre. Someone's heading off a freeway or about to head off, but they realise they're in the wrong lane, in the far right lane. They'll still make a desperate attempt to try and get across, even if that means crossing all four lanes and only just making it to the off-ramp, rather than just going, I've made a mistake here, I'm going to have to go to the next one and deal with my personal error then. So, as I said, I think we could call it attitude, but I also think we've got to address the other A word, and that's apathy.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. I'm with Russell White, the founder and chair of the Australian Road Safety Foundation. The New South Wales government has set a target to halve by 2030 the number of road fatalities. Is that achievable?
Look, sadly, I think no. I think if we're talking about 5 years' time, when all the graphs are showing us that everything's heading in the opposite way, I think it's fine to have a bold prediction. I think it's fine to have a bold target, but we've got to do something radically different to what we're currently doing if that's going to be achievable. And I would have said yes, it probably is achievable if the last 5 years hadn't been year on year increases. And I think also, when we do see, just I guess through the nature of, where we are as a nation, cutting funding for some of those critical, internal aspects of road safety from a leadership level, from a government level, from a road funding level, that's not helping either. If anything, we should be well and truly increasing the amount of funding for all sorts of road safety activities, just as we do for other issues that seem to, occur from time to time. There's a lot of focus that can happen, and it proves it can be done quickly when the need is great enough. And what my concern is that, yes, it's great to have, those sort of targets, but unless we really go, and we've also got to look at how have we been projecting, have we been tracking in recent years, and it's just it's not heading downwards, it's heading upwards, and it has been doing that consistently. So to say we're going to halve it in 5 years' time, that's a great goal, but the question becomes what things are we going to be doing. And I think we have to look at doing more in that school space. We need to be making people better road users from as early as possible, and I think that can start as far as preschool goes. And then I think looking at areas like work-related road safety, the workplace laws that we have in this country that cover factories, that cover offices, that cover commercial buildings, shopping centres, those same laws apply to operating a vehicle. So I think we've got to put some more teeth around how people drive for work purposes. And I think the other final thing we've got to try and do is somehow, again, create a sense of greater community. But that's a bigger problem, that looks at, the cultural side of things that are happening within our country on a broader level, not just what's happening on the road. So there's a few things that we need to do in the short term and do them fairly quickly if we're going to even have a hope of not only meeting a target like that, but even just bringing the road toll down.
Russell White, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, Barbara. Drive safe.
You too.